Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me. This is Sasha, SashaTalks.com. As we get moving, please keep in mind that all content presented does adhere to the disclaimers of Sasha Talks. Along my journey, not only working under Sasha Talks, but also doing spiritual counseling and coaching people with their practical goals, life goals, spiritual goals, there are some things that it's hard for me to cross paths with and turn the other way, because in life, we all have our experiences that bind us to one another. Good experiences, bad, the questionable. To some degree, we know what it feels to have opportunities that come in the form of blessings, whether people are going through heartbreak, dissolution of relationships, life transitions, then there's all types of emotions that come with these changes, excitement, fear, anxiety. It's a cocktail of emotions. Today we're going to discuss, and it's a very open-ended topic because it could be addressed from a theological perspective, social perspective, spiritual, practical. Why do bad things happen to good people? In my own life, I've seen bad things happen to good people, where even I am left questioning as, why is it the good ones that are paying the price for those that should be receiving their karma? Why is a good person being punished for being there for us, for doing good deeds, for making the effort, trying to be a cordial good citizen, a good human being, a good family member, a good friend? Why do bad things happen to good people? In the field of spiritual counseling, I often cross paths with people who ask me a similar question. Why are things happening to them when they've been so good to their loved ones? Why are good things happening to them when they've tried to be the best employee that a given company can have? Why are they paying the dues for something that they don't acknowledge that they should be punished for? And I've asked this to 3-4 different people that I know, by even looking at focus groups and question and answer forums and doing some research from a spiritual perspective. It's interesting that when you open up the question to an audience, all types of questions start filtering in. And this is a topic that I've also discussed with 2-3 other hosts along my journey in the past year and a half, where I've also made appearances when we talk about spirituality or just life overall. Why do bad things happen to good people? And there are many reasons, but I'll share an overview of a few of them. One of them has to do with, from a religious perspective, that pain awakens us. When we're going through our path and we're enjoying our day-to-day routine, things are going smooth. Day-to-day minor issues, not a big deal. We're not dealing with any major conflict or any major problem that's going to rearrange our life overnight. When things are going well, how many people stop for a few seconds and show gratitude to the Creator, to the universe, saying, thank you for granting me this opportunity. Thank you for letting me reap the reward that I spent so much time working hard for. Thank you for granting me an opportunity to live another day. When things are smooth, we're not giving too much thought to whether it's prayer, showing gratitude. We're starting to take things for granted. But when life starts breaking down in pieces or phases, we're put in a state of discomfort. And all of a sudden, a part of us reawakens and we're starting to question things around us. Why is this happening to me? What did I do in order to deserve this? If I did do something, what did I do? I want to make amends and try to fix this so I could be put out of this state of discomfort. And all of these questions start bubbling up in you. You're trying to trace the steps of, how did I go from having a smooth week, a smooth life, to all of a sudden my life is turning upside down? What did I do you're trying to make sense of it. And sometimes not all questions can be practically rationalized. But we do live in a world of cause and effect that we can't completely remove ourselves and say, oh, it's just my bad luck. We have to take accountability. We have the best gift out there as human beings, a gift of free will. We make choices every day, down to how you want to get dressed, to what job you want to work, where do you want to live. Some choices are, they can be refined immediately. And then there are other life choices that take time, because if you make a great decision of, let's say for example, who to marry, and you realize things aren't exactly going smooth, you're going to work at it. That's your free will. Do you want to work at it? And if it doesn't smoothen out, then you have to proceed with the next step, whether you want to take some time before you decide to part, or are you to go to hang in for the long run. There's always free will. So when we're going through a state of discomfort, the pain awakens us, and it's that agony. Some people can't sleep. Some people are anxious. They pick up habits that just to get them through that discomfort. But one of the things from a religious perspective, the pain is supposed to make one question and bring them closer to God. Now, what is the rationale behind that would be that if God is the source that gives us everything that we have in our life and we respect it, then the pain is supposed to drive us to seek solace from the same creator and bring us closer to God, closer to the source, to relieve us. Because when good things are going on, people take credit for, oh, I made this happen. But when bad things are going on, somebody else wants to be, oh, it's this person's fault, or it's my bad luck, or I was at the wrong time, wrong place. All of that may be true, but still it's happening to you. You can't deny your discomfort. So how are you going to work through the pain? Are you going to seek guidance and strength from a higher source? Are you going to become more humble in your day-to-day lifestyle? Are you going to reconnect and form stronger bonds with your friends and family who may have been there, but you took it for granted? How are you going to work through that pain? And with that free will in the process, it gives us a chance to understand what is our life purpose. Also, in order for us to refine our soul, at times we have to go through all of those life hurdles. We don't necessarily get to pick what type of bad days we want. They just come along. We have to go with the twists and turns of life. It comes with the territory. Some things in life, they don't have a reason for happening. And that reminds me of a sermon by Joel Osteen that I saw. It was I only caught 10 minutes of it because I was traveling in at a hotel. I turned on the TV. And he was talking about that. His sermon was along the lines of, don't question everything that happens in life. Because sometimes people overanalyze every single detail in their life path, every event that they want to audit every experience and get closure and get that answer. But the thing about life is that if you're going to microanalyze every aspect of your breathing moment, life is going to pass you by. There are people who have lost loved ones, whether it's in war or a loss of a child or lost all of their belongings in a fire. I mean, very serious scenarios. Yet there was something within them that kept them grounded and reinstilled their faith that life will go on and it's okay. It was just an event that happened, and while the loss is very monumental for them, they applied their free will to work through that pain, to work through the uncertainty, to work through all of the side effects of their day-to-day challenges. And it doesn't mean that a person has to be religious in order to be successful in overcoming a bad day. There are many people who are spiritual and not religious. At the end of the day, I would like to believe it comes down to our mindset and attitude. Are you hopeful? Are you positive? Have faith in yourself. that there are going to be a lot of things that happen along our life path that are going to try to sway us. We have to try to stand firm as strong pillars. But we're human. We're going to sway here and there. But you don't want to fall down. You don't want society to define your beliefs. You still have to have an inner knowing that no matter what happens to you, there may be a divine purpose. There may be a spiritual purpose, but it's happening. And we live in a world where the laws of nature dictate the course of events. There's only so much control that we have in our lives. We can control our behaviors. We may not be able to control other people. You might be able to influence situations, but remember, do not manipulate your environment or people around you, because that's bad karma. It's only a matter of time. It's going to come back to you. There's cause and effect in the world. And if you believe in karma, karma knows where we are no matter how far or near you may be. It doesn't matter about time, place. Karma is that energy. What you put out is what's going to come back to you. And does that mean that the good people who are bearing the brunt of bad experiences, they were negative? No. No, because why do bad things happen to good people? And the question would be, define good. Is good a person who's always there for you? Is good a person who doesn't lie, who doesn't cheat? What constitutes good? Good can be a very broad definition, because no one is perfect. So there's no such thing as a perfect friend, a perfect boss, a perfect spouse. There's always work that needs to be done in each one of us. So the word good is open for interpretation. Then, going back to the laws of nature that have been pre-existing prior to all of our time, people are going to be born and people will eventually transition on. But there are higher forces at play. And by higher forces, I'm not alluding to any of the gods that people may believe in. It has to do with, again, cause and effect. But the cause and effect that I was initially talking about was the man-made cause and effect. If you take action, there's going to be a certain repercussion or consequence. But the laws of nature is just as if we don't respect our environment, our universe, sooner or later, all of our energies combine influences a shift in the world. And there's always going to be chaos happening in places that you never anticipated, whether it's a natural disaster or unforeseen surprises. And then there's going to be another part of the world where they're in a lot of hardship, but out of the blue, they see a windfall. There are just some things in life that are unexplainable, that no matter how many scientists or researchers, they could study it till forever. But there's always going to be different theories behind it. But no one set answer for each person. Sometimes people come up with their own answer in order to live with the reality that they're going through. We have free will, but we also have the benefit of our mind that could help us in making better decisions, and where our judgment will dictate what happens to us. Sometimes we put ourselves at the wrong time. We don't know that ahead of time until something happens. You're just there, and now you're paying the price for something that you, on a typical day, you wouldn't have to, but you were at the wrong place, wrong time. So sometimes life isn't exactly about what happens to us, but how we go about dealing with it. The solution, how we react. Our reaction is the one that dictates our character, strengthens our soul, strengthens our mindset. It builds endurance in us. And although I alluded to religion as an example, does religion play a part in the lives of good people? If God is so great, all-knowing, can deliver whatever we pray and ask for, why would an all-good, all-knowing, just God put people in circumstances that are challenging. It can be to some, life is a test, putting religion aside. Survival, some people treat survival as a game. It's a journey. We're going to make a lot of mistakes. There are going to be a lot of lessons. We're not going to learn every single lesson out there, but we should just make the effort by learning those lessons by observing people around us. Life is too short to learn 1,000 lessons only on our own. And that's part of the purpose of being part of a community and meeting new people in our life and having friends and all. We need a support system, not only for our mind, our heart, but also for our soul. And if God wants to test people, there are different types of tests that are thrown at us. For those who believe in God, they may be nodding when they hear this. And then there are those who may not believe in God, but still believe that there's a higher source. Still, then the universe wants to make sure that we're active participants and we're also contributing to society. Sometimes we don't have to do a deed. We just happen to be at the wrong place, wrong time. And it's not what happens to us, but how we resolve those challenges. And sometimes much later in time, when we look back in hindsight, we'll realize that something that appeared to be a tragedy on the surface and times were extremely bad, they may turn out to be a blessing for you. Maybe it's an opportunity when something bad happens for us to change our ways, to change our mindset, to become more open-minded. Because when we're having all these good days, we're not thinking about how can I become even more better. This is just a sheer example. It's not a representation of everybody out there. We only start forcing ourselves to think outside the box when we're in a challenging situation. For example, when I said, why do bad things happen to good people? And good can be defined in many different ways. What are bad things? Bad things could be someone's at the wrong place, wrong time. There may be an accident, someone dies, someone loses their belongings, it doesn't have always something very traumatic, but it is traumatic to a certain degree on a spectrum. If you're always making the effort to be a good person, to be a good friend, a good worker, good family person, you're paying it forward, you offer your time to charity, you're just overall being a good Samaritan, and you know you're flawed, nobody has to be perfect in order to do good deeds, how come you're the one encountering a bad situation? From the practical perspective, one would say, it's not fair. The more good I do, somehow I feel that I keep on constantly being tested. Why me? What did I do to deserve this? And sometimes, regardless of how or why it may happen, we'll never learn the answer. We'll never be privy to that answer unless higher powers feel that we're privy to it, maybe later in time. If we're lucky, we'll get to cross paths with the reason, or the reason may surface within us later in retrospect, in a reflection. At the same time, let's say someone is suffering with their health, a loved one. Their prognosis is okay, they're going to make it, but they're going through so much pain in the present that all your loved ones want to see that loved one make it, survive. But out of the blue, they're taken away from us and we're left speechless. There's enough shock, heartbreak, and mourning along the way. Maybe that person who's given a prognosis that they would make it, do you want to see a loved one suffering for years, like a long extended period of time, just for the sake for us to feel at peace that we still have this person with us in the physical realm? maybe it was more painful for the person suffering with their treatments to stick it out. It may be a blessing in disguise. They didn't have to spend the coming years with uncertainty of when that pain would cease. We might not accept that reality right now, but once our sentiments calm down and we think about it, do we really want a loved one in so much pain hanging on just because we want to be able to see them? I mean, that is open for interpretation. But when our time comes, it comes. There's only so much that people can defer in life. And one of the examples shared by a man that had lost his wife, he spoke about when he lost his wife to cancer. He knew that eventually that day would come. But then he talked about his experience as there are many different ways of the universe and the higher power that screams to get our attention. And sometimes life, we don't choose to put brakes on in our life, but let's say God or the universe does and says, okay, enough is enough. I've given you all the time in the world to change your ways and you haven't done anything. And the only thing passing is time. I'm giving you an opportunity to reflect, to learn, to slow down, and maybe change your ways. Sometimes everybody functions on an insular level to some degree, always. That doesn't mean that every person out there is selfish and they're only thinking about themselves. At the end of the day, in the game of survival, we do have to take care of ourselves. That we may not necessarily touch base with every person around us and check how they're doing. But sometimes when we become a little bit too closed off in our lives, we need sheer reminders that the importance of community is important. We need to be put in situations that remind us that it's important to contribute to society. It's important to be part of a community. It's not too good or too healthy just to go off and in your own world, because society does care for people, but we also have to make effort to connect with other people. That doesn't mean you have to turn everybody into a best friend, but to acquire the self-awareness, and when you have that self-awareness of who you are, your inner being aware of your environment. If you feel the environment is not right, then you're going to change the environment that you surround yourself with. It's supposed to bring you closer to your higher being, who you're meant to grow into. And there are blessings in disguise when bad things happen to good people. I can't speak for everybody, but when I try to recall some of my personal experiences, years down the road, when I look back, I say, okay, it wasn't great that it happened or how it happened, but I see the wisdom in those challenges because it's made me who I am today. But it's also given me the privilege to assist people who may be in similar situations. When we go through challenging experiences, the question that runs through most of our mind is, when is this going to end? And where is the solution? And how come the solution isn't working as quick as I thought? That's where we have to discipline ourselves. We have to discipline our mind. We have to learn on working harder to control our emotions, because if we let emotions dictate our attitude, it's also going to cloud our judgment in seeking the proper solutions for a situation. And then we also have to question, all of this is happening, what am I learning? Typically, not a lot of people think about their lessons while they're going through it, but once things blow over, then they're able to have some time for reflection and say, okay, this is what I learned, and this is what I shouldn't do. And in some aspects, if you're at the wrong time, wrong place, it's not necessarily your fault for being a part of that, but it forces us to hustle. Hustle in life. We have no problem hustling from one place to another, whether it's for professional reasons, for things that we want to do. We make time. We carve the time out to have a good time. Just like that, we need to carve time mindfully to feed our soul, to feed our heart, to nurture our emotional being. And if we keep on ignoring those things, small things add up. Small deficiencies add up over a period of time, and that's when, boom, we get hit with big challenges, and then our mind goes haywire because we don't know how to react. What did I do to deserve this? And then the long list of questions start. And when bad things happen to good people, and you may be one of those good people, it may also be an opportunity for one to start doing their inner work. What is the inner work? Grounding your energy, becoming more self-aware. Retracing all of the steps. Are you on the path that you want to be on? And if you feel you have disconnected from some of the things that matter to you, whether it is because of distractions or being in the wrong relationship or not being in the right community or the right environment, you will have to make the effort to align all of these variables in your life to bring yourself closer to your source, the universe, and have a better understanding that regardless of what happens to you and how long it may take for you to recover from it, you are not alone. There are many ways to start healing. There are community, social groups. There are specific groups to address your situation. Hopefully you have friends or a loved one. You have someone to talk to. There are resources available. Depending on what is happening, you will have to apply judgment. But the most important thing is, these decisions and working through these challenges and coming up with a solution, you have to be willing to do it. It all begins with you, your free will, your willingness, because if you're not willing and you're resistant, you're going to be extending your recovery from whatever bad thing has happened or is happening in your path. It's a test of refining not only our soul, but our character. And there are many survivors of many different challenges out there in the audience and people that I have crossed paths with. And it's amazing that the heart and the human body is very resilient and it does recover, which means you may have a loss of income or a loss of a home or a loss of a family. So much can happen. And all of those things do impact our physical, emotional, mental well-being. But if you're ready, and when you are ready to start the healing process, know that there are many resources available. And while we may not have an answer for every person and every incident that happens in our life that we don't like, we have to respect that we are part of the universe and there are just some laws of nature that, just as we take the good blessings, we also have to be open to learning some lessons that may come through challenging times. Again, as I say, you are not alone. And if you happen to be someone with a story that you would like to share how some challenging incident fell upon your path and how you reacted to it and what the recovery process was, please go to sashatalks.com, click on the contact page, and you're welcome to share your story. I will leave you on that note. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, be good, be safe, be blessed. God bless.